mammals. And keeping on the subject of elephants in must, what about taming testosterone, let alone must? And let's go to Dr. Kate Evans. And she is part of the Elephants for Africa Trust, and she's researching adolescent male elephants in the Okavango Delta. And apparently she's discovered the guidance for the young bulls comes from, well, a hitherto unexpected quarter, but I'm not surprised. Kate, thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
Now, what have you found? I mean, why the interest in young elephants as opposed to the older elephants? What was it that spurred you?
Well, when I sort of first got into the research side of things on elephants, I realised that very little had been done on male elephants and adolescents in particular. And it's a really important stage of elephant development. And from the lessons we learnt in places like Pilanesberg National Park, where they released young bulls without older bulls, and they showed rather unusual aggressive behaviour, that's what kind of got me interested. You know, what's going on in this period when they leave their herd, which is a highly structured system, and then suddenly when they hit adolescence, go through puberty, they have the desire to leave and they go. And not only do they leave their natal herd, the matriarch and their mothers and cousins, etc., but they also leave the area. So it's a huge learning process. And it's the longest period of adolescence probably than, well, the sperm whale has a long period of adolescence as well in the mammal kingdom, in that they go through puberty between the ages of 12 and 14, and they don't necessarily in a natural environment get the opportunity to mate until the end. Their late 20s, early 30s. So it's a very protracted period. So I really want to sort of understand what was going on during this period and how they sort of coped with this massive social and ecological change that they go through.
In other words, not being part of their own family again.
Yeah, exactly. We know a lot of work's been done on herds. We know that the female structure is really important to the development of young calves and to the females, because they stay in their herd and that's really important to them. So males make this choice to leave, and suddenly, you know, their world is very, very different. And I just wanted to learn, we still want to learn, what goes on in male society. Males are the main crop raiders when, you know, we look at social economic issues. They're also the elephants that will start to explore new areas or old areas that are becoming open to them again. So if we want to conserve elephants, we really need to understand not only the female and their requirements, but the males as well.
Now, it used to be accepted, I suppose, that when a male leaves his family herd, he would be equipped for life. You know, he might still be a teenager, but he'd still be able to cope on his own. But apparently, it's much, much more complex than that.
Yeah, we had a rather simplified view of things, I think. And when I started researching adolescent elephants, I obviously reviewed the literature and realised that very little was known about it. And again, this old sort of theory that once a male leaves their herd, he's fairly solitary, he's not very social, he'll become social when he searches for females again. And what I was finding on the ground was actually that they're highly social. It's not so structured as in the herd. They have more what we call a fission-fusion society. So a male will hang out with other males, perhaps for a day, maybe half a day, even an hour, and then he'll move to being alone, or he'll join another male group. So it's a very changeable society, but and we've been doing the research now for 7 years, and we're seeing that there's friendships. They definitely have a preference for individual elephants that they hang out with. And also what I've found when analysing the data is whilst they like hanging out with their peer group, so same age elephants, when they're in social groups containing older bulls, all males prefer to be closest to these older bulls. And that kind of led me to look into that a bit more. And you know, it's fairly obvious, as you said, these old bulls that have been around for 50, 60 years have a lot of information that's important to these young bulls, information about where to go in times of drought, information about where the good food sources are. Now, when they were in the female herd, the matriarch had this, and it's long been accepted that they're the repositories of this social and ecological knowledge. Now, these old bulls, seemingly, and quite rightly, I guess, are the repositories of the knowledge for bull society.
It's very interesting. Stay exactly where you are, Kate, and it's nice talking to you. We're chatting to Dr. Kate Evans, and we're talking about, I suppose, teenage elephants. We thought that the male, and we're talking about males, of course, and everyone thought that they were completely self-efficient. Well, it would appear not so, and they do need older elephants to teach them, to calm them. And we're going to talk a little bit about those famous young elephants in the Pelensberg that caused all that havoc. And in the light of the research Kate has done, you can see how important the older bull elephants were in managing the younger ones and stopping the destruction.